Steve Hilton, China is funding Biden family businesses with billions of dollars. By Robert Krajicek on April 29, 2019. On Sunday, Fox News Channel's Steve Hilton reported on Peter Schweizer's investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden's family's business dealings with China's government, concluding that Biden was compromised by a foreign power and unfit to be president. Hunter Biden, Biden's second son, secured $1 billion in financing from the Bank of China, an arm of the Chinese government, for a private equity firm founded by himself and Christopher Hines, the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry. That private equity firm was named Bohai Harvest RST, BHR. Joe Biden is the very definition of a corrupt insider, said Hilton, rejecting left-wing and partisan Democrat marketing of Joe Biden as a man of the working people. He profiled Biden in a segment entitled, Swamp Watch. Hilton added, with Joe Biden, there is a much more worrying relationship with a foreign power, one that presents a vastly bigger threat to America than Russia, China. Hilton recalled Joe Biden's December 2013 trip to China as vice president with Hunter Biden. In December 2013, then-Vice President Biden rode Air Force Two on an official trip to Asia, as tensions were high over disputed territories in the East China Sea. Biden was joined by his son, Hunter, who was building a private equity firm along with his business partner and friend, Chris Hines, heir of the Hines Ketchup family fortune and stepson of then-Secretary of State John Kerry. Joe Biden struck a soft, friendly tone with the Chinese leadership, disappointing allies in the area, like Japan, who were alarmed by China's increasing aggression. But perhaps Joe had other issues besides the global balance of power on his mind, issues like his son's business deals. Hunter's presence on the trip was far from coincidence. Just 10 days later, his company, Rosemont Seneca, signed an exclusive $1 billion deal with the state-owned Bank of China, creating an investment fund called Bohai Harvest, with money backed by the Chinese government. In the words of Peter Schweizer, who first unveiled these conflicts of interest in his book Secret Empires, the Chinese government was literally funding a business that it co-owned along with the sons of two of America's most powerful decision-makers. That is what it looks like to be compromised by a foreign power. Hilton noted the values and origins of some of BHR's other investments, including $145,000 from a Kazakh oligarch, $1 million from Chinese entities, $1.2 million from a mysterious LLC tied to a Swiss bank that's been implicated in money laundering, and $3.1 million from corrupt Ukrainian oligarchs. Hilton continued, when it came to a choice between working Americans and his donors, he chose the donors. When it came to a choice between working Americans and China, he chose China. He may have started out as a blue-collar boy from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but he ended up as a swampy stooge for Beijing, China. Joe Biden is Joe China, and he must never be allowed anywhere near the White House again, concluded Hilton. Schweizer previously described the aforementioned deal as an illustration of what he dubbed the new corruption, where foreign governments procure political influence through sweetheart deals with the children of American and Western politicians. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.